For years, New Jersey has been notorious among advocates of public access to government information. Its open records laws were among the most restrictive in the country. That changed in January when the legislature passed a new open records law. But this week, just as the new law went into effect, New Jersey's governor issued an executive order rolling back access to records ranging from school construction plans to farm preservation. The governor said it was necessary for national security reasons. Public record advocates say they'll fight it. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Since September 11th, government officials around the country have rushed to secure information, like nuclear power plant blueprints or maps to water treatment facilities. New Jersey Governor James McGreevy says he's responding to the same concerns. After all, the anthrax letters were mailed from New Jersey, and it's home to many of the Muslim communities investigated by the FBI. McGreevy says he's not stopping access to public records in any way. He's just trying to protect the state's facilities, whether they're publicly or privately owned.
If a company has a critical security arrangement, that information ought not be available for public distribution. If you have a list of employees or a list of nurses or a list of physicians, we should not necessarily publicize their streets, their home addresses, their telephone numbers.
McGreevy says he had to move quickly because the new open records law was taking effect this week. He says it's meant to be temporary and open to fine-tuning. But the language in the order makes huge swaths of records secret. Harry Pozicki of New Jersey Common Cause says the order cloaks everything from a proposal from a real estate developer to an application to create a charter school.
That has nothing to do with terrorism, nothing to do with an emergency, and is not temporary, but rather permanent.
The New Jersey Press Association has already received a complaint from a local weekly newspaper. The school superintendent used the governor's order to deny access to plans for a new school in its town. Lucy Dalglish, director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, says the vagueness in the governor's order is to blame.
If you're not specific, it just gives too much discretion to bureaucrats who, and I'm not saying they're not trying to do a good job, it's just that when you give them that much discretion, they almost always err on the side of closure rather than openness.
Dalglish says the governor's order isn't likely to hold up in court. She says it's so broad that much of it can't be justified by security needs. Assemblyman George Geist, a Republican from Camden, co-sponsored the bill. He says the legislature crafted the open records law after September 11th, when security was utmost in their minds.
The law incorporates respect for law enforcement, investigations, confidentiality. So I believe the legislation has already reflected the values of New Jersey by protecting public safety interests.
Governor McGreevy says he's open to making changes and will meet with the Press Association soon. For its part, the press groups say they'll hold back on legal action until they've met with the governor. Nancy Solomon, NPR News. ¶¶